Welcome to Faye's Knowledge. If you're interested in learning about business, marketing, and personal development, this podcast is just for you. And I say it's just for you because in order to fail, we have to be willing to try. And once you try to do things for yourself, now you're learning and gaining the experience for yourself, which turns into knowledge. So this is the right podcast for you if you're looking for business, marketing, and personal development information, because now you have a chance to learn from others that have been through what you're currently going through or currently having experience, and this is the place for you to grow and develop to help become the best version of yourself. Subscribe to this podcast, and if you really enjoyed towards the end, leave a comment on your biggest takeaway from this specific episode, so that way we can deliver more content, more audio, more videos that can not only help you in your journey but can help propel you. And by propel, I'm actually saying that can help grow and push you forward in your journey. Again, welcome to Failure's Knowledge. Enjoy this episode, and please don't forget to subscribe and wait towards the end and leave a comment about this specific video, your biggest takeaway from this. In this video, we're going to talk about the importance of leading with value and the goal behind it and why you can start doing it today. The most important thing that I've learned is to recognize what value actually is. And in this video is going to help you not only understand how to lead with value, but help you start leading with value so you can start becoming more valuable. So this video is going to be so incredible. This podcast episode is going to be so amazing. So if this is your first time here, welcome to another episode of Failure's Knowledge Podcast. And I'm your host, Terrell Humphrey. And today we're talking about leading with value. So get your pen, get your notebook, hit that like, hit that subscribe, and get ready to learn the importance of leading with value. So let me go ahead and get ready, set up. Let me set up everything else. Let me go live on everything. And let me know where you're chiming in from, because we're diving deep on leading with value. So let me go ahead and hit live on the rest. Let me go ahead and make sure we're live. We sound good. We sound good. We look good. We look good. We feel good. I saw a box with Colorado head coach Deion Sanders and Coach Prime. And they said, if you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you play good. And then it was like, it was incredible. Very inspirational. So, this video is so incredible, so needed, it's so important. Because the number one thing that stops a lot of people from succeeding is the fact that they're not leading with value. It took me a long time to fully understand the importance of value and how to start paying attention to it. I wasn't aware of it. I wasn't fully introduced to it. So over the years, over the time that I've been learning more about myself, I've learned that a good person is good. Being a great person is good. But if you're only a good person with no value, then you're just a good person. So that was me a long time ago. I was just was a good person because I didn't know the importance of value. I didn't know the importance of delivering and leading with value because I didn't feel valuable. So over time, I learned the importance of value and being valuable and why it matters and why it's important. Because if you are only just a good person, then people will remember you for being a good person. But what if you can be a good person that lead with a value that helps others? Now you're more than just a good person because you're leading with value to help others. There's this book that I started reading and started really diving deep into, and it's called The Go-Giver. And so what the Go-Giver book is all about is leading with value. If you can put the next person's interest in front of yours, then you will be better off because it's not about you no more. It's about the next person. It's about the person that you're communicating with. It's about the person that you're in conversation with. And not only will you put their interest first, you're creating a win scenario for them. And it taught me something that even though you can be a good person, you have to learn how to be valuable. It was a challenge for me because being valuable was a thing that I was aware of. I was a good person. My mom, who's a single parent raising three boys by herself, taught us what a good person looked like, taught us what a good person does, and taught us the character of a good person. But it took me time for me to learn, and as I got older, as I developed, as I grew more within myself, I start to learn the importance of value and how I can start becoming value. So in this video, we're going to help you become valuable with just learning the basics of value. So the basics of value, in fact, I'm going to read the definition. Hold on, give me one second. I'm going to read the definition. because I feel like knowing the meaning behind the words is so much important than just me going off the top of the mind. So let me go ahead and look this up. Value. So value, I'm going to share my screen. Value, the regard that something is held to deserve. I'm sorry. The regard that something is held to deserve. The importance, worth, or usefulness of something. And so I like this picture right here. Price, value. So your value has to be more than the price. Because if your price is more than the value than you're delivering, then it's not useful. It's not, it can't help the next person because your price does not meet the value, what is it called? Value position. So it's the regard that something is held to deserve, the importance, worth, or usefulness of something. To have value is that you have to have, it has to be worth something that has to be useful to others. One thing that I've learned over time, just learning by myself, is that I've learned how to put other people's needs before mine. Because I wasn't always good with that. I've never been a selfish person, but I've always just learned that to be a good person, you have to learn how to be valuable. And so when I started my entrepreneurship journey, I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have an idea of why this was important. And I really didn't know that it can become something bigger. I just had an idea. I had a goal and I had a thought of doing something. And I started with that thought and I acted on it. And over time, the act that I was doing is that I was learning how to create value, because I can bring something to the table. And as I'm bringing something to the table is there because I'm able to come with value. I'm able to come with something. I'm able to come with a skill that others can benefit from. So it, not only was I able to learn about social media, how to post, how to market, how to be confident on camera, I was learning about myself. When I learned more about myself and started this process back half a decade ago during COVID-19 and 2020, I've learned that there's a process behind development. You have to be willing to go through the challenge in order so you can know that you can develop. It's developing that takes a long time. It's developing that's a struggle. And it's developing that a lot of people stop at, because how do you develop to get to the next phase? How do you create the value that you like to see? How do you recognize something that you would like to build on? This morning when I woke up, I had a thought. I was like, huh. There's a lot of people that have a lot of different business and doing a lot of different things. And it was so confusing to me. Because I'm like, how can one person have 20 different businesses and they all succeed? Like, I didn't get that. I didn't understand that. How can one person even have two businesses and still succeed? I wasn't fully aware of that. And what I learned over time is that one person might have the idea, but they have people around them in different positions and different stages of the job so they can help. The business owner. And so I didn't fully understand that in order to have the idea be brought to life, you have to be willing to work with others. That is a skill, because you're giving something or you're giving something for others to work on. And in order for others to have something to work on, it has to come from an idea. So I lacked the idea, I lacked the dreams, I lacked the belief, because I didn't fully understand how to do it. I didn't know what value was, and I really didn't understand how to create it. The most important thing that I ever done was to learn more about myself by picking up a book. When I picked up the book, the first book that I ever read was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And in this book, it taught me the importance of having different perspectives or different people around you, because your home environment, where you are from, where you grew up, where you were raised, is only limited because there's countless amount of people around you. There's countless amount of people that you have never met before. And so it took me a while to fully position myself differently, because I had to learn what value actually was. I had to be worthy enough to be around others so others can start helping me. But I didn't know I needed help. I just wanted to have something different. To have something different, you have to be willing to learn and change so that you can become someone different.
I was willing to learn and change so I can become someone different. To have value or to create value or to bring value, you have to be willing to start with where you are at, which is nothing, which is no value. Because if you're not able to start where you are at, how do you get to the next step? How do you get to the next phase? How do you get to the next phase of your life so that way you can understand the more that you do something that's good, you're creating value. I remember when I started my YouTube channel back in 2020 during COVID-19, when I started my YouTube channel, I wasn't sure of the type of videos I wanted to create. I started off cooking. So I remember one time I tried to cook the chicken fried rice. And the chicken and fried rice did not look like chicken fried rice. It looked like rice with vegetables and then chicken on top. It wasn't like I pictured it because I didn't fully understand how to do it. But I just had a dream. I had a thought. And I had a goal that I wanted to do something. When I started producing videos, when I started creating cooking videos, I was able to see and understand the process. I was able to learn what I need to do, how I need to go about doing it, and why I'm doing it a particular thing. It wasn't the fact that I wasn't a good cook, because I wasn't. It was more so that I didn't really focus on building this skill. I personally just didn't enjoy this skill. And I remember one time I was talking to this chef, and she was a good chef. Like, she was cutting up the garlic thing. She had the garlic thing, and she was like cutting up the garlic with the knife. She wasn't even cutting it. She wasn't even cutting it. She had the knife, but put the thick side on the garlic and just broke it together. I'm like, where did you learn it from? How did you even do something like that? Like, where did that come from? And she did it so seamlessly, like she did it without even thinking about it and not knowing the amount of time that she put into this craft. It was the fact that I didn't put the time in to become good at cooking. I didn't like it. I didn't want to create value from cooking. So I stopped cooking. And so when I understood that I had to be the one to decide what I wanted to do and commit to it and learn it and develop the skill, I have to be willing to not let go, to let go everything and to focus on one thing. The focus on the one thing is so overwhelming because I have so many different ideas. I think I'm very creative. I have so many different ways. I want to do a lot of different things. And even though I want to do a lot of different things, I can't do a lot of different things because I'm only one person. Whereas the person who's one person has people around them, they can do multiple different things. But I didn't understand that concept because I didn't really have value to bring. I didn't have value to discover. I didn't have value within myself because I was doing too many different things. I was doing so many different things. I was just juggling all over the place. Like, I was moving all over the place and not accomplishing nothing. But I wasn't creating value in a way that I thought that I was creating videos. Value came over time when I started to learn how to be consistent with podcasting. I got consistent with podcasting, and they taught me that if you want to make a difference, if you want to make a change, and if you want to make an impact, you have to be willing to focus on one thing rather than doing one thing and then getting distracted for another thing and then starting another thing to say that I'm very creative, I have a lot of ideas, I can do so many different things. Well, can you do so many different things? I had to ask myself, can I do so many different things? And it wasn't until I start asking and speaking to myself, like, why am I doing so many different things? Why am I juggling so many different things? I remember my first time seeing a juggler juggle three different baseballs. He was juggling three different baseballs, and as one was in the air, the other was in the hand, and he's rotating, and now he's just juggling smooth. What I didn't recognize was that he created value by focusing on the skill. I don't know how long it took him to learn how to do that. I don't know how long it took him, how many practices he had to go to. I don't know how many times he had to experience how to juggle and how many times he picked it off the ground in order for him to create the value. You see, the value that he created was entertainment. Well, it was entertainment because people was willing to watch him. People was willing to learn, not necessarily learn from him, but just be entertained by what he's doing, even though he's juggling three things all at once. You see, in life, many times, when you start juggling things, you never accomplish things because you're not focusing on one particular thing. There's a fighter, John Jones. He's a UFC fighter, UFC heavyweight fighter. And he just got back into fight. I saw a clip, I saw a video that said that he trained for 3 years to get back into the ring, to get back to fighting condition, to get back in great position. And then his recent fight, when he got into the cage, the way he won the fight is that he's been doing one move. He's been practicing one move. He's been developing one move for the last 3 months for hours, or last couple of months for hours every day. And as he was training, he did the same move every single day, every time he trained. As he explained, he said the reason why that kick was so fatal, the reason why that kick landed so good, the reason why I was able to win like this is because I practiced that one move countless amount of times. What if you have a skill that you can focus on countless amount of time? What if you have a skill that you can develop more than you can ever imagine? What if you just focus on one skill rather than many skills because you are so creative? It takes discipline to say no to a lot of things, but I had to learn what no actually meant. No to me means not, I'm about to say next opportunity, but not at this moment. And I know it's an N-O, excuse me, but I had to learn how to say no to some things. Not right now, it's not the end of the world. Not right now, it's that I have focus. You have to have focus on what you're doing, because to get to understand that your value comes and get created by the amount of focus that you have for yourself, you have to recognize that in order to get, for you to get to the next step, you have to become valuable over time by doing one thing. And it's so challenging because you're creative. You have a lot of meaning, you have a lot of ideas, you have a lot of thoughts, you have a lot of processes. And what happens many times in life is that we let our creativity overrun our productivity because we're doing so many different things. I remember in 2022, I read 22 different real estate books. And when I read 22 different real estate books, that was including the physical copy, the ebook, and I believe I listened to one, if I'm not mistaken, but I listened to 22 different books. And at the time, I didn't fully understand what I wanted to do, why I wanted to do a particular thing. But when I read 22 different books about a particular topic, I said, how can there be so much information about a particular topic? Why does that even matter? There was 22 different books that I read on one topic. And this one topic had so many different information in it, so much information in it, because many people wrote something differently. But this one topic had 22 different books. And what it taught me is that if you focus on different things, if you focus on one thing, the different things that you are learning are skills that you can develop within the skill that you are developing for yourself. Let me know in the comments. What are you taking away from value so far? And why do you see the importance of it? Let me know in the comments. I'm going to read the comments right quick, and I'm going to come right back. You see, there's a process that you have to go through, that you have to discover, that you have to start saying no to, for you to recognize that you are doing something right. And when you do something right, you have to know that you have to do it for yourself first, so you can start developing a skill over time. And the reason why I'm saying no is so difficult, because you would like to do so many different things. I want to do so many different things. I had so many different ideas. And what I didn't fully understand was that my ideas was limiting me, because I couldn't get to the next step. I couldn't bring value because I was doing so many different things. I remember I had went to this meetup, and what a meetup is that it's a place or a place where others go meet up at, and then as they're meeting up at this particular place, they get to know one another. They can either do business with one another, or they can start working together. So I went to this meetup, and it was like maybe 30 to 40 people there. And one thing that I recognized as soon as I stepped in was that nobody was recording anything. Like, people was just talking, having their conversation. Like, nobody was talking about nothing. I'm like, why is that? Why aren't you all talking to one another? And so when I fully became aware of what I was doing, I'm like, huh, this can help somebody. I want to lead with value. As soon as I stepped in the room, I noticed someone was recording what they was doing so they can continue to promote and have more people come. And so as I'm there, I speak to the people who set up the meetup. And when I spoke to them, I said, if you mind me asking, like, do you mind if I record you a video? Like, record you doing anything, like speaking to someone or anything of that nature? She was like, no, I don't mind. So I recorded her for social media promotion. And I gave it to her, and she was like, huh, I didn't even think about that. She's like, huh, I appreciate you. Like, that was great. And what I recognized during that time was, one, I was willing to help her. I was willing to help them. I was willing to help because I wanted to lead with value. The next thing I know I recognize is that I didn't recognize the type of value that I brought. I had an idea, I saw something, and I went to the people who organized this event, and I asked them a question if I can record something for them, and I was like, yes. And what was so confusing to me was that was a skill that I've been developing for quite some time. And as I'm developing the skill, I didn't recognize it was a skill. But as soon as I stepped into this place, as soon as I stepped into this event, I walked in, I noticed that people wasn't recording, people wasn't sharing, people wasn't developing like their social presence. I'm like, there has to be some type of value here. At the time, I didn't know it was called value. I just knew it was called doing something differently. See, you have to do something different to know that others are able to learn from you. And when I start to really understand what I was doing and over time, not overnight, not even at this event that I went to, but over time, I start to see the importance of putting other needs before your own. That was at this event. They had a lot of people. They were speaking to a lot of people. And even though they were speaking to a lot of people, no one was recording anything. No one was capturing the moment. The moment was leaving them because they didn't put time into recording anything. This was so incredible that I was able to see that because it gave me a new perspective over time. In fact, the perspective that I just got today, like while I'm sharing this, I just got a new perspective. Like, I'm like, huh, maybe that was a good skill. That was a phenomenal skill. And the fact I was able to see that, It shows that I have focus on one thing. I'm not scattered all over the place. Like, podcasting is the thing that I'm paying attention to. It's the thing that I'm developing. It's the thing that I'm improving on. And it's the little things that a lot of people overlook because it's something that they're not doing full time. And so I had to fully ask myself, like, what are you really doing? Like, what's the purpose of the 90-day challenge to make $100,000? Like, what's the goal behind it? And in all honesty, the goal behind the 90-day challenge to make $100,000 was to prove to myself that I can do it. Was to prove to myself that I can be in business, and prove to myself that I know and can develop a skill. As I'm sharing this story, when I went to the event and I saw something that they wasn't doing, it gave me a different perspective right here at this moment. So when I started hosting my different events and hosting the events where others can start coming to, I know what it'll take because I've been to so many different ones. But as I was going to other people's meetups, I was developing the skills because I was seeing things that others wasn't. I was noticing the small details. Yes, they have QR codes. Yes, they have drinks. Yes, they have food. Yes, they have beverages. Yes, they have all these things. But if it doesn't get captured, how does anyone know for future references? I get it. You can continue to do the same thing, but how does it bring some type of awareness to what you're doing? See, to have a skill, you have to know that you have to be willing to focus on one particular thing. Now that I'm aware of what I'm doing, I understand why I'm doing a particular thing, because now it will help me get to the next level. It will help me get to the next step. It will help me identify the path that I would like to be on. This is so amazing, because when you start to focus on yourself, when you start to focus on what you're doing, when you start to focus on a skill, the skill that you are paying attention to will grow over time, because not only is it growing over time, you are developing over time. You are developing with the skill, and you are developing with time. When you start developing with time, you start leading with value. You start putting other people's interests before your own, because now you see how you can help them. Now you can see how you can better them or put them in a better position. Because what happens many times in life is that you have to be able to see things before you see the things that you don't understand. And when you don't understand the things that you don't see, you have to be willing to learn the skill, because it's something that you have to focus on. I'm not good at a lot of things. In fact, I tried to be good at a lot of things. I remember when I was younger and I had just learned how to change car brakes, like brakes on the car, the brake pads that you have to change. I had just learned how to do that. And so when I say just learned, I'm talking about I just learned probably a week ago. And when I was younger, I had to change my brakes. My brakes were bad as I was driving around. My wheels and brakes were squeaking. And I'm like, man, what is that? So I went to a mechanic and he understood what it was. Like, he automatically knew, oh yeah, man, you need some more brakes. Without even looking at the brakes, he said, yeah, you need some more brakes, because if you're hearing that sound every time you step on the brake, you need some more brakes. You need a new set of brake pads. I'm like, how was he able to hear that? Like, how did you know exactly what I needed to change? How did you know that? So I'm questioning, like, how did you know that? Like, I told you the problem. Okay, yeah, I told you the problem. But you automatically knew how to solve this issue. I just needed to change my brake pads. And so he showed me how to change the brake pads. He was like, okay, so this is what you're going to do. You're going to take the tire off. First, you're going to break the lug nuts, but make sure the car is cranked. So that way, as you're breaking the lug nuts or loosening the lug nuts, the car will already be up off the ground. So that way, it'll be easier to turn, easier to take off, and easier to remove the wheel. And as soon as you remove the wheel, now you have to take off the rotor or anything. I don't know the exact steps. But to get to the pads, it's a process. And so he showed me that. I'm like, okay, maybe I got it now. Maybe I got it. And so he helped me with one tire. We put it back on. We changed the brake pads and put the tire back on. Now I go to the other one. But this time he had to leave. And I was like, okay, cool. I'm gonna still do it. And as I'm trying to follow the steps that he just taught me, that he just showed me, I end up missing a step. Because I take the wheel off, I crank the truck up, I loosen the lug nuts, then I take the lug nuts off, take the wheel off, and then I do the further steps that he instructed me to do. And so I put everything back together. And he came back, he was like, yeah, so how did it go? I said, I think it went good. I think I fixed it. He said, okay, cool. So the following day, I drove the car. It was louder than it has ever been before. I'm like, I just changed it. What was wrong? And so I go back to the same person that helped me change the brake pads. And I say, man, it's louder. Like, it's a lot louder than it was when I first talked to you about it. He said, really? He said, man. He said, did you do what I told you to do? I said, yeah, I think so. He said, all right, no problem. So he looked at what he did. He looked at it. He was like, all right, so these are good. Because obviously he did it. Then he looked at the ones that I did. He said, did you do these? I said, yeah. He said, he looked at it. He said, I know what the problem is. I said, what? He said, they're backwards. They're backwards. What you mean they're backwards? He said they're backwards, so you have to do the whole process over. Take the wheel off, loosen the lug nuts, crank the truck up, take the wheel off, and turn and flip the brake pads. Now, I just shared this story Because I had to do it wrong first because I didn't have the skill. When the guy that had the skill automatically knew the problem and how to fix it, it's because he's been focusing on this problem. He does this problem every single day, and he solves it every single day. So for me to try to solve this problem, my second time looking at it, or my first time looking at it, I should have known that I didn't have the experience nor skills for it. When you focus on one thing, you start to build the skill over time. And then as the skill is building over time, you start to learn how to work with it rather than against it. And as you're working with it, you start to learn what the skill actually means. You see, that's so important, because when you recognize what skill you have, now you can start developing even more. Now you can start improving even more. If you're getting value from this, let me know in the comments, what is your biggest takeaway so far on why bringing value is so important? Let me know in the comments. I'm reading the comments. I'm going to come right back to it. You see, the most challenging thing is to say that you don't know what you're doing. The most difficult thing is to say, I have an idea, I have a goal, but I want to create from this in order for me to get to the next step. As I was starting my journey, the value that I wanted to create, I didn't even recognize that it was called value. Excuse me. I just wanted to help others. I wanted to help others, and I didn't know how to help others. I just wanted to find a way to help others. I didn't understand that you have to create value first so you can help others. That was my downfall, because I wanted to be a good person. I wanted to help others. I wanted to put others first. But if I come to the table with nothing, what do I have to offer? And I learned during that time that if you have a skill, if you have something that you have developed and worked on over time, eventually, you can start coming to the table where you can help others solve a problem that they're currently facing. It's not until you recognize a skill so that the skill can become something greater, so that the skill can develop more than you can ever imagine, so that the skill can evolve more. It's the revolution that shows that you're on the right process, but it's understanding that as you're getting to this process, you have to be willing to develop yourself even more. Skills take time to learn. I remember I was watching this movie with the Serena sisters, and it took them time to get good at tennis, but they practiced at it every single day. They worked at it every single day. They focused on it every single day. And as they got older, they was able to show their skill. As they got older, they was able to display their skill. And as they got older and start competing in different competitions, they start to win because of their skill. You see, they didn't go to these competitions empty-handed. The Serena sisters didn't go to the competition empty-handed. They came with skill, ambition, and drive to help them get to the next step. But what about the amount of work that they put in order to get to the finals, in order to get in to qualify? To get qualified, you have to be willing to qualify yourself so you can develop a skill and bring value to the table. It's the value that makes it different. It's the value that you have to lead with. Because when you start to lead with a value, not only are you leading with value, you start to understand that the value that you're bringing is more valuable than you can ever imagine. Because it's a skill that you have that others lack. It's a problem that you can solve that others are facing. It's a situation that shows that you have overcame this skill. You have overcame this problem. You have developed this skill so you can understand how to help others. That was my biggest downfall, was that I didn't know how to help others. I just wanted to help others. Because if I want to help others, I have to be willing to do something. I have to be willing to develop a skill. I recently saw a shirt that I made a couple years ago, and it was called Billionaire in the Making. And now that I know, now one day I dream big, like that's a big dream. One day it will happen, but not today. So I made this shirt, and it's called Billionaires in the Making. And at the time, it was a good idea because one day I do want to be a billionaire. I do want to have a lot of money. I want to be like that one day. What I didn't recognize was that even though the shirt say billionaire in the making, I haven't even made $1 million to say billionaire in the making. So it was something that is a skill that I don't even know. Of course, I'm speaking into existence, but existence is not present. And so the shirt was created because I had an idea and I dreamed big and I saw someone else have it. I saw an actual billionaire have the shirt. So now it made sense on why he had the shirt. Because he's a billionaire and now he has others that support billionaires in the making. I just thought it was a dream. I still think it's a dream to this day. And until I develop that skill to become a billionaire, it's something I shouldn't be talking about because I don't have the skill. And it's a reality check because, yes, you can dream big, you can think big, you can do big, but you have to also do present, think present, and become presently. Because when you understand that skill takes time to develop, it takes time to develop because you have to become something different every year. You have to become something different every month. You have to become different every day. Because when you become different, you see different. You see, when you become different, you learn different. And when you become different, you bring more value. It's the value that makes a difference because it's something that's coming from you. It's something that you are delivering because it's something that you have focused on. It's a skill that you have developed. It's a skill that you have improved. It's a skill that you have worked on for a long amount of time. When I was younger, my mom put us, we played different sports. We played baseball, we played football, we played basketball, and we played different sports. And it wasn't the fact that we played different sports. It was more so we played different sports where we actually could focus and become better over time. Which there's nothing wrong with learning, developing, and seeing what you like. And what I learned during that time is that when I start to pay attention to football, when I really paid attention to football because it was something that I wanted to develop and work on every single day, not just because of my natural born gift, but something that I worked on every single day. When I really start to pay attention to it, I start to have a skill that I even know I can have. I start to develop a skill that I didn't even understand how to control at times. I start to have a skill. When we stepped onto the field, now people, the announcements, the news are saying Terrell Humphrey is making this play. Terrell Humphrey is making that play. I just wanted to focus on a skill. When you focus on a skill, it can turn into something greater. Because now you have value to bring because you're able to solve a problem. You're able to solve the thing because the thing is something that you have paid attention to, that you have learned, that you have focused on. And it was so inspiring that I was able to see that I was able to recognize it, that I was able to develop that because I was able to focus on one thing. I wasn't playing football, I wasn't playing basketball, I wasn't playing baseball, I wasn't playing soccer, I wasn't swimming, I wasn't doing anything else minus playing football. Because there's different training that you have to go through. There's different conditioning that you have to go through. About conditioning, I'm saying you have to get in shape in different ways for different sports. There's different knowledge that you have to learn. There's different plays that you have to learn. There's different languages that you have to learn. Whereas with football, everything that I'm learning ties into one skill, ties into one position, ties into one role, ties into one sport. And that's so incredible because when you really pay attention to the one thing, that one thing can become something greater than you can ever imagine. Because how do you know that you can become something great or something big or something that you're not aware of? LeBron James has been a basketball player his whole entire life. If you pull up LeBron James at this moment right now, you would see he's always been playing basketball. He's always been playing basketball. Now, when he was in high school, he played football. Even when he was in high school, he still played basketball. And you can see the transition from him trying to do different things to him focusing primarily on basketball. And look how far focusing on basketball has got him. Because he's becoming a great player every single day. It's not every single year. No, every single day he's working on his skill. He's working on dribbling. He's working on shooting. He's working on passing. When you're developing skill, you have to work on the knowledge. You have to work on the language. You have to work on your skill. Because to get to the next level, in order to bring more value, in order to help others, you have to become more valuable. That's when I start to fully pay attention to podcasting, because even though podcasting is a phenomenal industry to be in, if I don't pay attention to it, the information that I have will be wasted because it's a skill that I'm not developing and paying attention to. How do you get to the next level if you not focus? How do you get to the next level if focus is not a thing that you are worried about? To become valuable and bring value to others, first, you have to be willing to help yourself and focus on one thing and focus on a skill and focus on something that will not only bring you value, but will make you more valuable. When I was younger, me and my two brothers, we played instruments. My twin brother, he played the drums. My older brother, I believe he played the guitar. And I played the piano. And we supposed to be our little band, you know what I mean? Our little group band. And so when we start learning the instruments and playing it and learning it, we didn't stick to it. We didn't stick to it. Till this day, we haven't stuck to the music aspect of it. But I have a piano right there that I only played a couple times. So yesterday I recently thought, I said, if I want to learn how to play this piano, if I want to build the skill for this piano, if I want to just play it on my free time, I have to learn how to play it. As simple as that sounds, as simple as that is, I still haven't learned how to play the piano. So I'm going back to my old habits when I was younger, trying to learn how to play the instruments with my brothers, but we stopped because our focus wasn't on developing the skill. What our focus was on was everything but the instruments. We had a singing group, but we didn't have an instrumental group. We had a group that sung because it was me and my two brothers, and we was in the same group singing amongst each other. Not necessarily amongst each other, but amongst the crowd and just being out in front of others, because this was something that we actually was doing. It was something that was actually paying attention to. It was something that we actually practiced. It was something that we actually rehearsed. It was a skill that we developed over time because people wanted to hear us even more. It wasn't until 2009, when my grandma passed away, that we stopped singing. Our last time singing together as siblings, as a group, as the three T's, was when my grandma passed away. Up until that time, before she passed away, we sung often. We went to different churches singing. The people that was in the audience that came to hear the three T's. The three T's was a singing group. The three T's was a focus group. The three T's was a group of kids. Was three kids that was singing to others, and it was making a difference. The three kids had value. Because we worked on a skill. Credit to my mama, who was a single mother raising three boys by herself. She helped us develop this skill, and this skill led us to many opportunities. And what I've learned during this time is that it shows that if you pay attention to a skill, not only will the skill grow over time, the skill will help you have more value, because when you have value, you can lead with value. It's so challenging to lead with value when you have nothing to offer the next person. I had to learn, in order for me to lead with value, I had to learn a skill. The last point I want to hit on is how to lead with value. So if you haven't yet, make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you hit the subscribe. Let me know in the comments so far, what is your biggest takeaway on why leading with value is so important and how you can start doing it today? Let me know in the comments, what are you taking away so far? One thing that stops a lot of people is that they're so creative. One thing that stopped me from having clarity sooner was that I was so creative, that I had so many different ideas, that I had so many different things that I wanted to focus on. Not recognizing that your skill gets developed when you learn how to focus on one thing. When you learn how to focus on one skill and develop the skill every single day. That's when I start to really learn that podcasting is just more than just speaking to others. Podcasting is more than just speaking to the camera. Podcasting is more than just communicating. Podcasting is a skill that will help others create value for themselves. Excuse me. Once they start sharing their message for themselves. Because first, no one is going to listen to you. First, no one is going to understand you. First, no one is going to know who you are. When it comes to podcasting, you have to give yourself permission to learn on the go, to learn on the spot and improve over time. Recently, I didn't go live for maybe 4 to 5 days. Typically, I go live from Monday to Thursday from 3:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But last week I had an appointment, and all day I had a dental appointment because I was getting an implant, and that day I wasn't in the mood for it, because one, I just had oral surgery, and two, I'm like, yeah, my brain ain't even working like that. I felt like I was wasting the day because I wasn't working. I felt like I was wasting the day because I wasn't doing anything, even though I just got done with dental surgery. And so I was hard on myself because I'm like, there's nothing coming to my mind. I can't even relax. Like, my mind is blank. And so that day I didn't end up doing a podcast. But what I did learn to do is that when you have a skill already developed, you have to continue to develop the skill, because when you stop developing the skill, your skill stops growing for you. Your skill stops becoming valuable for others, because you have to recognize the value comes from you doing it consistently. How you can lead with value is that you have to lead the skill every single day, and the value is created by the amount of time you show up. Then, the amount of time you show up, you're able to recognize what others are struggling with before they even start communicating what they are struggling with. And I learned that even though I had surgery, it was okay for me to rest. I didn't forget the skill. I didn't forget the knowledge. I didn't forget how to develop the skill. But I learned that the skill shows that the skill only comes from commitment. And when you commit to creating value, the value that you're creating only comes from a decision that you have to make for yourself. To lead with value, you have to learn yourself. You have to develop a skill, and you have to say no to some things. Because if you're saying yes to everything, what are you saying no to? What stands out? What doesn't stand out? What gets your attention? What keeps your attention? Because it's the thing, not things, but it's the thing that keeps your attention that makes a huge difference. The difference that it makes is that you're able to see yourself differently. The value that you create is the value that others see because you're doing it consistently. When you do your skill consistently, you get better over time because it's the little things that matters. The little things add up. The little things add up more than you could ever imagine. Because the little things come from a decision. The little things come from a little things come from knowledge. Little things come from a commitment. Because the little things can grow more than you can ever imagine. First, you just have to pay attention to the little things so the little things can start increasing. I'm going to read the comments right quick, and I'm going to come back to it because in order to get to the next step, you have to be willing to learn from others. So let me know in the comment, what do you think so far of this topic of leading with value and how you can start leading with value for yourself? You see, when I was younger, I remember us going to state park. I remember us going to the state park, and it was around October time, fall time. And when the state fair, that was what it's called. When the state fair came, that my very first time going, I got a Coleman apple, I got a turkey leg, and we got this little drink that was phenomenal. This drink was amazing. And so when we went to this roller coaster, went to the state fair, we went there, me and my two brothers, we went there to have fun. We went there to ride rides. We went there to eat. But at the time, we didn't know what we was getting ourselves into. So every year, they come to the same spot every single year. And so we went there, and when we got there, we went straight to the food place. I remember eating a Coleman apple. I remember eating a turkey leg. I remember eating some mango drink. They all was good. The biggest takeaway that I got from the state fair was that there were so many different things to do. You couldn't necessarily get bored while you was there because you can be and have you can do and have fun with the things that's already there. But there's so many different things there. And at some point, you can't do everything, but you can do something. Just like in life. When your mind is so creative and you have so many different ideas and you think so often, what the distraction comes from is that when a new idea comes, when a new opportunity gets displayed, and when you see something differently, you automatically stop on this skill to start learning a new skill, to start developing a new skill. Because what happens is that you go down a pitfall trying to learn a new skill and you never master a skill because you're trying to master too many different skills all at once. And so when I start to really pay attention to focus, it made me say no to other things and say yes to something because of something was the podcasting. In order for you to be good, you have to say no to a lot of things and start focusing on one thing. The one thing that you start to focus on is going to open up opportunities for you to get to the next step, for you to get to the next phase, for you to develop even more. No has power. No is meaningful because you have a chance to get and develop a skill. When you lead with value, you are learning how to be valuable. Because when you put other interests before yours, this is where opportunities come from. This is where you have a chance to see something great. This is where you have a moment to become someone differently. Because when you become someone differently because of your skill not only develops, but it grows over time. It improves because you are the one that's improving for yourself. The main thing the reason why that's so important is because leading with value, you have to learn how to lead yourself with the value that you are developing. Because it's a skill that you have to learn. In order for others to come to you, in order for others to listen to you, in order for you to inspire others, you have to be willing to be disciplined enough to start saying no to some things. Because it shows that you can grow more than you could ever imagine. And as you're growing more than you can ever imagine, it's a representation of the skill that you're developing for yourself. When you start to develop a skill, when you start to have more focus, when you grow within yourself, you start to develop more than you can ever imagine because now you are more valuable. Now you are more valuable due to the fact of you are able to say no to some things. Value is only created from decision. And when you have decision, you have to put the effort in. It was so challenging for me to put effort in after I tore my ACL because it was something that I wasn't expecting. It was something that was challenging. It was something that was overwhelming. It was something that put me out of playing football. And so when I tore my ACL in the fourth game of my senior year, I tore my ACL not knowing that it was my ACL that I tore. Because I didn't know what an ACL was. I didn't know what a meniscus was. I'm not fully aware of the ligaments in the body. I just knew what the doctor told me. He said, yeah, man, that's it. He said, yeah, I don't think you're going back out there tonight. I think that's it for the rest of the night, at least. And so I had hope. He was like, just go to the trainer was like, go to the hospital, get an MRI, come back, let us know the results, and then we'll go from there. I'm like, okay. I get to the hospital. I didn't know what an MRI was. So I asked for an x-ray. So the doctor said, so are you coming in for like an x-ray? Or I said, yeah, I guess so. And so they put the machine up and they looked and they took the x-ray within my knee that said everything seemed good. Everything seemed okay. And I'm like, okay. I said, are you sure? They said, yeah, everything seems okay. So I go back to the trainer and I say, yeah, they just said that. When I had got an x-ray, they said that everything seemed okay. Like, I don't know what that means. She said, Sarah, you got an x-ray? I said, yeah, ain't that what you said to get? She said, no, I said an MRI. I'm like, what's the difference? I don't know the difference. And so I go back to the hospital and I say, okay, listen, guys, I didn't know I was supposed to get an x-ray. I was supposed to get something called like an MRI, something like that. I'm not sure what that is. That was like, oh, okay, got it. So they set me up for the machine, but this time this machine was a bit different. They laid me down and they put me in the machine. I forgot they put me in the machine. Yeah, they put me like in like a, what is it called? They put me in like a machine to look at the ligaments and stuff. And so as I'm in this machine, I'm just laying there. I'm bored. I'm looking at the ceiling. And so I go back to my trainer and I said, yeah, they say that you should have the results. Like how the results looking? She said, yeah, it's your ACL. She said, I'm sorry, but you can't play no more. I said, what you mean? Like the x-ray said I was good. Well, why does MRI say I'm not good? She said, because the x-ray look at your bones. But the MRI look at your ligaments. So now my heart is broken because I can't play football no more. What I've learned during this time is that you're going to have downfalls. And when you have a downfall, you have to be willing to pick yourself back up. Once you pick yourself back up, you have to learn a new skill. Football my entire life was a skill that I was playing. So I developed, I learned it, I improved over time. And it wasn't until my career ended when I had to learn a new skill. You see, the most important thing to bring value is that you have to be willing to learn something new to bring to others. I had to bring myself differently to others because I had to heal over time. And if you're getting value from this, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. Because to lead with value, you have to focus on the skill. And once you focus on the skill, you have to be willing to develop more every single day. Because the more you develop, the more you learn, the more you grow, the more you become valuable and can lead with value for others so you can start helping others develop a skill. And if you got value from this and really enjoyed this video on why leading with value is important, make sure you hit that like button and hit that subscribe and let me know your biggest takeaways thus far, on why leading with value is so important and how you are going to start leading with value for yourself so you can start developing a skill to help others. If you got value from this, also listen to the audio podcast. Leave a review, leave a 5-star review. And if you really got value and a good perspective from this, leave a great testimony from it. I greatly appreciate it. Again, I appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all watch additional videos, listen to additional podcasts, and I'll see y'all next time.